on the phone line this morning is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Todd.
Last night, I took a little East Central Illinois crop tour. I headed up to the Iroquois County Fair. What a great little fair. It started last night and runs for a few days here. If you're in that area, it's near Watsika. But if you're in that area, make a trip up there for two reasons. One, great little fair. And two, you really need to see what these areas that are wet are like. I've been there, I think, Dan, now twice. I have driven through kind of the same route, straight up 49 from Rankin into that Watsika area on Route 24. It's just unbelievable what this looks like. It's wet. There are acres that have not been planted, not a lot, but there still are fields that have not been planted. That doesn't happen in Illinois very often. In other parts of the Corn Belt, it does. And the corn, it's just a wave, meaning that rolls up and down, and there are holes. And when you can see the holes from the road, you know it's bad. You know it's really bad. The soybeans have the same kind of holes. It's easier to figure out where that is, but they're small. They remain in that, I think I saw one field that 30-mile run that might be okay. The rest of them, you know, were that 4 to 12 to 15 inches tall. So, and I think, Dan, I'm not sure that this is one of the tougher hit areas. When I was talking to some of the folks at the county fair, they had had in May and June 40 inches of rainfall. Okay, you can strike that. I did get that from a couple of folks at the county fair, and I argued with them about it, but I got it from three different sources, all three of which believed this was what they had had. However, one of the sources called me and said, I wasn't telling you the truth about this. I'm sorry. The actual numbers, and I know these, but I was basing it on local areas. The actual numbers from the National Weather Service put them at 12 to 16 inches in the two-month period. That's...
Wow, that's totally amazing.
Unbelievable amount of rainfall. So just by note of comparison, Mike Tenora, who we'll talk with this afternoon during the closing mark report, about 3 weeks ago gave us a number that said in June, July, August, more than 6 inches of rain a month is detrimental to the crop. So this is where they stand. There's a big area, I think, Dan, that runs from somewhere... Oh, I would guess in that Colfax, Arrowsmith, Gibson City area, all the way to the Ohio border, that's in that kind of really drenched. But a lot of Illinois, Indiana, and parts of Missouri are really tough. And they've had an awful lot of rainfall. And then you have to balance it out. And I think that maybe you can tell me a little bit about this. This is what the trade did yesterday and the day before with a really good crop that's coming on in Minnesota and Nebraska and Iowa.
Yeah, and that's going to be the tug of war, trying to figure out how low the east is and how good the west is. And you know, I think the trade is working its way down toward maybe a sub 164 yield on corn. I'm not too sure that they've moved off of 45 yet on the beans yet, but I've heard a lot of estimates maybe slipping back, you know, underneath 45, whether it's 44 or 43.5. And that's going to be the argument that we're trying to settle in on. And nobody really, I think, has a lot of confidence that USDA is going to be able to really give us a good solid number on the March report. I think for the August report, USDA is going to hopefully give us a little clearer picture, maybe what has happened to acreage and what they look at, maybe what a harvested acreage number is going to be. So there's probably some changes there. But my guess is that we're going to go through this acreage deal, something like we did a year ago, and The FSA numbers will probably be dragging and dragging, and we may not really get a good number till we get in October. But I do think the trade is starting to acknowledge the fact that maybe a national average yield on corn is underneath 164. And if it is underneath 164, then we basically need to go higher. And if it's under 163, we need to go higher yet. And in the same way with beans, if it's slipping down at 44 or below 44, because a lot of people feel that that bean number in August is going to be cut, a lot of prevent plants or harvested acres will be cut real bad. So the supply-demand balance sheet is tightening up on everybody compared to what they thought it was 60 and 90 days ago, and that's going to be hard to trade. It's a weather market. We got too much rain in some areas, and now some of the weather maps are wanting to kind of turn the thing warmer, drier here to commit to maybe finish off the season. I'm not sure that's the best that we need if we go back to warm and dry. But I do know over the years, I have observed that weather patterns do have a tendency to move in 6-week cycles. And I think this rain cycle that we had, the heavy rains, is coming to an end. And now we're shifting back, I think, to maybe the complete opposite. We're going to go back and we're going to go into a warm and dry period. And if that would occur, that would really throw the trade a curveball. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen to these commodity markets.
Now, again, we'll talk with you this afternoon, kind of get an update on where you think things are technically. Do you have advice in particular, and we only maybe have a minute here, Dan, for producers who are looking, I'm going to guess at for a corn crop, I can't even make a guess at a corn crop. It would depend on, you know, how many acres they have, probably somewhere between two-thirds and maybe a third of a crop in those areas. What they ought to do with new crop at all?
One thing I do want to mention is I'm coming to Illinois and Southern Indiana next week. For those people in our listening audience, you can come and hear me. I'll be at Alney on Wednesday, and I'll be at our Mount Vernon office, Indiana, on Thursday.
Those are both at the CGB elevators?
The CGB elevators. Well, the one in Alney is going to be at the Holiday, which is the old Holiday Inn. It's going to be for lunch. And then we got a morning and afternoon session in Mount Vernon, Indiana. And my cyclical work, I'm going to go through some of my cyclical work. And well, my stuff here is getting to the point that we could see a pretty good price explosion to the upside here. Take hold maybe by early next week. I'm not guaranteeing it, but if it would, I think it could be an opportunity to kind of scale into a good burst to the upside with the use of puts or minimum maximum type contracts, because this market has, we're 4 to 7 weeks old, and if we would go into a 3-week surge to the upside, I think it could create some decent selling opportunities, but I would still encourage, you know, minimum type price contracts to kind of protect the production, because on these supply driven markets, once we reach a certain point, they're going to pop and then they fall back fairly hard, and it's kind of hard to sell into a quick declining type market. So,
that, of course, is Dan Zwicker. We'll talk. Ran out of time, but I left the recorder running off air.
Up here by early next week, and if they pop, hang on to your hat. So
yeah.
It's telling me something's going to happen. We're going to come in here next week, and something ain't going to look right. And it's going to be Panic City. But we'll see how that goes. We'll see if that happens or not.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the ice was Arlen sent out on commodity on Twitter this morning. I don't know where he got that. I think it was Arlen. There was a picture of the differentiation. Where is that? Find Arlen real quick. Oh, I'm looking at myself. I want to look at myself. But it showed basically the wet areas by differentiation. And so it sweeps through all of Illinois, the upper northern part of Illinois. It sweeps through all the primary corn growing regions of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Everything I look at, Dan, tells me that everybody in those regions has had more rain than the crop can handle, so that the top is definitely gone in Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. That there won't, I mean, that those crops won't be, you know, they'll be below APH, I think.
Which is far.
I mean, yes, last year they were what, 35, 40, 50 bushels above APH, but they're going to be below APH by, I would guess,
significant.
Yeah, what do you think? 10 or 15%?
On average. My 93-year-old dad has been telling me that up there in the Quad Cities, he's been saying the crops have been looking good and really growing. And then he went out in the field earlier this week, and he says, Dan, he says, I don't know if this crop's as good as I thought it would.
Yeah, because I think even
he
in
says,
the...
I think it's had way too much rain.
Yeah. So, and I think everybody, that's the other thing, is almost everybody, and I don't know what Iowa, I want to go back and look.
It goes into eastern Iowa. I think northeast Iowa's okay.
Yeah, and Minnesota. Northeast Iowa and Minnesota look great.
It bleeds into Interstate 80.
Yeah.
It bleeds into Interstate 80 there into Iowa. And it's a pretty good swath. I think northeast Iowa's okay. In Minnesota, I think they kind of missed the real heavy rains. But it's really, I mean, you look at Missouri, and I know Missouri doesn't count too much, but it does count in years like this when we're shaving off bushels in Illinois and Indiana and Ohio, you know. And then you look at Kentucky. I mean, there's just too much rain. And I mean, all of the, this is where we'll be fighting acres all day long, is just that all of your river creek bottoms, little river bottoms, all that stuff's all gone. You know, that's all over the banks. And that amounts to a lot of acres. And see, last year, those acres all made good yields, you know, see, I don't even think USA's got last year's acres right. I think that's why the production numbers are showing up larger than what they really are. Right. I don't think they got last year's acres right yet. So, but it's going to be an interesting year, let's put it that way.
Yep.
And I guess we'll find out. The August crop report will at least give us the first sneak peek preview, but I know most people are deer in the headlights on this market. I don't think they really know how bad the van crop really is.
Well, I tell you, on my Twitter feed last night, and on a USDA World Agricultural Supply Demand Estimate Day, I will pick up somewhere between 10 and 20 people. I picked up 100 followers last night, just by posting not so clear photos every 5 miles in a 30 mile one way direction. They're hungry to know. They're trying to figure out what to do. All right. Well, I recorded all of this, Dan, and I'll post it in with what we did on air for our website. Okay. Thank you.
Good.
Talk to you again this afternoon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Great. Bye.